Good morning at 7:47, Lubbock's First News. Tom and Laura, James Neesmith from the Science Spectrum hanging out with us. And, of course, what we're going to be talking about today, it actually kicks off tomorrow. You always see the regalia and all the animals hanging out, the Spiant Spectrum. Mm-hmm. That's what my son called it when he was little, the Spiant Spectrum. It's Critter Fest. And it's always an interesting, it's always a unique experience. If you go on Thursday and then you go on Friday, it's a totally different experience. So now I understand that you guys are also, in your own way, celebrating National Dairy Month.
Absolutely, sure. That's exactly why we did it. No, we do have an interesting demonstration come in. The last several years, we have the Southwest Dairy Farmers that are part of Critter Fest, and they come in. They'll be here on Friday this year, but they bring their mobile dairy classroom, which is basically a trailer with a cow in the back, but they have all the technology.
Is it a live cow or is it a faux cow?
It's a live cow.
I just didn't know if it was a milk demonstration trailer or a milking demonstration trailer. Maybe it was just like a mechanical cow that goes chicka 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 moo.
No, this is a real Bessie.
Yep, she's back there, and they milk her 3 or 4 times that day. And there'll be times scheduled, and you can actually see the cow being milked, and the person that's there doing it tells you all about it, and all of the interesting information about the cow and how much they feed and how much milk they get and about the different types of dairy products they make from milk and all those things. So it's really good experience, especially for us city folk that don't get to see that very often.
I know. No kidding. I mean, how many people actually get to see a cow being milked?
That's on my bucket list. I would like to milk a cow. Do you think they would allow celebrity milkers? Not that we're celebs.
No, it's done by machine, Tom.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
Sorry.
This is modern day milking, not milkmaid milking.
Okay.
Anyway, no, it's wonderful. It's a fabulous education experience for children because so many kids think milk just comes from the store.
Right.
You know,
in
this
jug.
Way they get to
That's
see
right.
where milk really comes from, which completely grosses me out when I think about it.
Yeah, when you ponder it too long, it is a little odd, but it tastes great, so we'll just skip that.
And who decided that we should drink that
exactly.
comes out of a cow? Who was the first one that said, hey, this is a good idea? Anyway.
Hey, Mom, there's something leaking under the...
So what kind of animals are you going to have at Critter Fest besides our cow?
It's hard to miss Critter Fest because as you're driving down the loop... When you turn over and you do your double take and you see the elephants standing out front, it's pretty easy to realize it's Critter Fest time at the Science Spectrum. And we do. We have everything. We basically say that the Science Spectrum turns into a zoo for 4 days, and that's literally what happens both outside and inside. We have tigers and camels and elephants and zebras. We have new this year a kangaroo that's coming that we've never had before. There's a petting zoo. There's the cow milking demonstrations. You can ride different animals. There's a tiger show, crocodile and alligator show. There's dog shows.
Now, can you ride the elephants?
You can ride the elephants,
okay,
absolutely.
Okay, now, I wanted to give you a word of advice or a piece of advice. If you're taking a kid to ride the elephant, now, I speak the truth here from personal experience, and I don't know if the elephant I rode had a cold or not.
Ew.
But if an elephant wipes its snout on you, it's like tar, and it's very hard to get off. So if you are riding the elephants, you may want to, don't be wearing a button down.
Come in your prom dress, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you want to make sure that you're in your grubbies, because if the elephant decides to... wipe his nose
to hose
on you. Yeah. You hose you down, then, you're going to look like you have a tar smear on you.
Nice.
I'm just saying.
Thanks for that. That makes everybody want to ride.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
No, I mean, just like, look, Mom.
It'll be a lot of fun.
It will be.
It's a keepsake. It's, kind of like, Mom, an elephant bug. Kids love that kind of stuff. I do. Yeah. I'm 52 years old. Some things just never get old.
Right.
We'll save you some then.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the Critter Fest cost?
Critter Fest costs $12.50 for adults, $10 for children or senior adults. That gets you into the entire Science Spectrum Museum. It gets you into see all the animals, all the animal shows. The only thing that costs extra is if you choose to, do a ride or feed something. Not going to feed the tigers, but we're going to, feed, goats and sheep and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And
right. This is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, noon to 6 p.m.
Okay, and that's at the Science Spectrum.
Yeah, where do the tigers come from, by the way, and the elephants and...
You don't have them in your backyard?
No, okay.
Now, these particular tigers this year, we get them from different places. There's obviously different folks from around the country, but they're coming. Actually, the tigers are coming out of the Dallas area, and the elephants this year are coming out of Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, wow. So this isn't just like one group that kind of travels around with their group of animals. These
That's right. I have to source.
How do you coordinate
that? Over the years, I've just become in that world, and I have made contacts with those folks. So, you know, if you need a party and you need an elephant, I'm your man to call, and I'll get you set up.
That's fascinating. Okay.
You're going to put a want ads. Want it. A pachydoim. All right. Now, it costs $12 for adults, $10 for kids, and nothing if you're caller number three, because I got a family four-pack to Critterfest at Science Spectrum. 770-5790, good this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Did I give a caller number?
Number three, I believe.
Number three, 770-5790. You're on your way. It's the Science Spectrum. James, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. It's 753.